Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Apple today has made a number of changes to its MacBook lineup as we enter the back-to-school shopping season. First off, Apple has released a new 2019 version of the Retina MacBook Air. The biggest change here is that the MacBook Air now features True Tone display technology, which adjusts the temperature of your display based on your environment. In addition to adding True Tone, Apple has also dropped the price of the entry-level MacBook Air from $1,199 to $1,099, while student pricing knocks that down to $999. That means students can now purchase the Retina MacBook Air for the same price as they used to be able to buy the non-Retina MacBook Air for many years. The new MacBook Air is available to order from today, with the first shipments arriving next week. In addition to the new MacBook Air, Apple has also updated the entry-level MacBook Pro. This MacBook Pro has long been distinguished from the rest of the lineup by the lack of a Touch Bar or Touch ID, but now Apple has updated the base model MacBook Pro with both a Touch Bar as well as Touch ID. In addition to Touch Bar and Touch ID support, the new entry-level MacBook Pro has Apple's T2 security chip for the first time, as well as a new 8th generation Intel processor that Apple says makes it twice as fast as before. The new MacBook Pro still only features 2 Thunderbolt ports, while the more expensive models offer 4 ports. The entry-level configuration features a 1.4GHz Intel 8th generation processor with 8GB of RAM and 128GB SSD. Prices start at $1,299 or $1,199 for college students, and you can order from today. Rounding out the changes to the MacBook lineup, Apple has also stopped selling the 12-inch MacBook as well as the previous generation non-Retina MacBook Air. The 12-inch MacBook was released in 2015, but it hadn't been updated since mid-2017 when Apple gave it a minor processor bump. In comparison to the Retina MacBook Air, the 12-inch MacBook was both slower and more expensive, and it lacked Apple's T2 security chip and Touch ID support. On the other hand, it was popular among people who wanted the smallest possible MacBook, but Apple is seemingly pointing those users towards the MacBook Air now. Along with the new MacBook Pro and MacBook Air, Apple has also launched its annual back-to-school promotion. As it has done in past years, Apple is offering students a free pair of Beats headphones when they buy an eligible iPad or Mac. If students buy an iPad or an iPad Pro, they can pick between a free pair of Beats X or a free pair of Beats Solo 3 Wireless, or they can opt to receive a $199 credit towards the purchase price of the Beats Studio 3. To qualify for a free pair of Beats Studio 3 headphones, education customers can purchase any Mac apart from the Mac Mini. This means any iMac, iMac Pro, MacBook Pro, or MacBook Air is included and will net you a free pair of Beats Studio 3 headphones. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know that mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish your Apple TV could do more? With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to allow your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com. My thanks to Ditto for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Apple this week has released iOS 13 Public Beta 2 to users. If you're running the public beta of iOS 13 or iPadOS 13, you'll be able to update via the Settings app on your iPhone or iPad. In addition to the new public beta, Apple has also released a revised version of iOS 13 Developer Beta 3 to all developers. The third developer beta of iOS 13 was originally released last week and included several changes and improvements. Most notably, the update included a new FaceTime attention correction feature, which uses ARKit to help it look like you're making eye contact with people on FaceTime. In other news, Apple has surprisingly revived its Texas Hold'em game for iOS. The Apple game first launched in 2006 for iPod before making its way to the App Store in 2008. Apple then removed the game from the App Store in 2011. Apple says the game has been revived in celebration of the App Store's 10th anniversary, even though that technically occurred last year and we're now at the 11-year mark of the App Store. The modern 2.0 version of Texas Hold'em features 24 opponents to play against in addition to being able to challenge friends. Apple also touts that the new Texas Hold'em game features a more polished design, new characters, more challenging gameplay, and far better graphics. The game originally sold for $4.99 back in 2008, but the new version is available as a completely free download on the App Store with no in-app purchases. A new supply chain report today offers additional speculation on Apple's upcoming 16-inch MacBook Pro and suggests that Apple has a new iPad form factor in the works. According to the report, Apple will begin mass production of the new 16-inch MacBook Pro during the fourth quarter of this year. Previous reports had suggested a launch this fall, and mass production beginning in Q4 aligns with that. As for the new iPad, the report says that Apple has a 10.2-inch iPad coming soon. This iPad would be a follow-up to the 2018 9.7-inch iPad, with the extra screen real estate likely being achieved by Apple slightly reducing the bezel size. That new iPad is said to enter production this month, implying a release sooner rather than later. Last but not least, another supply chain report offers new details on the iPhone 11 lineup. According to the report, Apple will remove 3D Touch from all of the iPhone 11 models and introduce a new OLED display manufacturer in its supply chain. The death of 3D Touch is something that has been circulating for a while now. We have heard rumors from several analysts over the last year that Apple would no longer be producing pressure-sensitive screens for its devices. 3D Touch was also not present in the iPhone XR, although that could have been partly excused because of the lower price point. Nonetheless, iOS 13 also makes several changes that further suggest new iPhones won't feature 3D Touch capabilities. The pressure-sensitive display technology is said to be expensive for Apple to produce, especially with OLED displays, and this is likely why Apple is now planning to move away from 3D Touch across the board. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ditto for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.